Just say the words Jasper Hill to a gourmet cheese lover, and you'll get a mouth-watering menu of prize winners.
Going to wash our hands up here.
Inside the dark, cool, 22,000-square-foot cellar, Mateo Kaler dons a clean hairnet and booties and watches a couple of workers brushing hot lard on wheels of cheddar and bandaging them with a layer of cloth.
That lard seals the cheese for a period and creates an environment that's colonized by mold and becomes the rind of the cheese.
But this cheddar did not come from Jasper Hill's cows. It came from Cabot Creamery, the company that might be considered a competitor. Kaler and his brother Andy buy the unaged cheddar from Cabot and then age, market, and distribute it under a dual label. Jasper Hill's owners don't see other Vermont cheesemakers as threats. They see them as potential partners in an effort to put Vermont on the international cheese map the way France does, by making a wide variety of distinctive local products.
In a sense, Jasper Hill is really a response to globalization, right? So we're trying to create a linkage between a product and a place, and the people behind the product are an important component of that story.
People like cheddar captain Lonnie McLean. He's a recent vet, so grateful to be working in his hometown that he's tattooed a picture of the Jasper Hill cellars on his arm.
It's very important. It involves a lot of locals work here, all the farms. It just brings everybody together. It's seen it grow just the 4 years I've been here.
When the Kalers started making cheese from their own 15 cows in 2003, dairy farming in the Greensboro area was in steep decline. With public and private help, they've invested over $3 million to build and equip the cellars. Each of the 7 rooms can hold up to 5,000 cheeses. So far, in addition to Cabot, 3 much smaller cheesemakers have begun sending their raw product to Jasper Hill and getting technical advice there.
Which 819 would you like him to try?
I'll give it a 6.
Well, 81, the one that's the 1 and the 2.
In a room near a brand-new chemistry lab, Patty and Roger Scholten, who milk 75 cows in Weybridge, are testing and rating variously aged samples of the cheese they named for their farm. For them, the Jasper Hill cellars is an on-ramp into a tough business.
A large part of cheese, the burden of making cheese is also
marketing,
selling it,
distributing it
to the stores, and they have had that process in place. So,
but you make it, let's face it.
Yes, and then I bring it up here and test it with everybody, and then it's out the door.
And for another, Mateo Kaler says, they're building Vermont's reputation as cheese country, which is good for everyone.
If you think of cheese as an economic mechanism to keep the landscape working, no, that's essentially what we're building.
And they're putting a lot of cheese on a lot of tables all over the world. There's an economic ripple effect there. Just ask a local truck driver or a baguette maker. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.